So as Barbara told you, and as you probably all know, we're teaching foundations class right now, and so my talks go along with that at this point, and I always like to do that to reinforce the message for the people that are in the class and to bring you along with what it is that we're learning. And so this week we've been talking about being in the flow of life. And so being in the flow is about receiving and about giving. It's about that law of circulation. And like Barbara read to you, part of that is about sharing our talents and our gifts with the world as a way of placing ourselves in the flow. And so today I'm talking about our need as spiritual beings to share ourselves, the need that we have to share our gifts, the need that we have to share our love, the gift that we have, the need that we have to share our spirit and our good with other people. I'm talking about the need that we have to help other people and to assist them in a way that will make their lives better. We have that need. And at the same time, not just do we have that need to give and to share and to love and to share of ourselves, but we also have a need to receive. We have a need to receive that love and the care and the concern and the good from other people. We have a need to experience ourselves in the flow of good, the good of life. We have a need to experience plenty in our lives as well as to give that out. And so last week we talked about abundance, that in our class that we're teaching foundations, we had talked about abundance, what it was, defined it, and looked at that. And we decided that while abundance absolutely includes money, that it is so much more than that. That abundance also includes having an abundance of friends, having an abundance of opportunities, having an abundance of creativity and of love. That abundance, living in abundance, is about having a sense of well-being. And the very bottom line, that abundance is living with a sense of plenty in your life. And so what happens, though, sometimes, is if we don't feel like we have plenty in our lives, is then we hold tight and we close off and we back up, we pull back. We think things like, I better hold on to what I have, lest I lose that also. And while I'm certainly not talking about being irresponsible with what we have, what I do know is that holding tight and pulling back closes us off from that universal flow of the universe, that energy. It closes us off from the activity of spirit. It closes us off from life and from that energy of the universe. It's kind of like taking your finger and squeezing with your hand, holding tight like that. It obstructs the flow of blood in your finger. And if you continue doing that long enough, your finger can't thrive. When we close ourselves off and hold tight, we don't thrive. And so Eric Butterworth, in one of my all-time favorite books, which is Spiritual Economics, whoops, I just lost my page, says, if there's ever a lack of any kind, whether it is a need for employment or for money or for guidance or even for healing, something is blocking the flow. Give. You may be thinking, but I need to receive. My hands are empty. I need someone to give to me. But you see, under the law of giving, when things get tight, something's got to give. Look for some way to start the giving flow. Make a commitment to some kind of giving. When we give, whether it's of ourselves or of our time or our energy or our money, whatever, we open up that flow. We get rid of that obstruction that's going on. And so the thing that is blocking the flow then is our holding tight. The thing that is blocking the flow is the belief that's underneath that holding tight that says there isn't enough. But you remember last week we were talking about, and every week we talk about, we live in this infinite universe. This is the kingdom. We live in that presence and power. So there can't not be enough if we live in that which is infinite. But what happens is when we say there isn't enough, then the law of mental equivalence says, okay, not enough. And that's what we experience in our lives. And so the title of my talk today is How Long Can You Hold Your Breath? And so seriously, how long can you hold your breath? Maybe 30 seconds or a minute? Maybe if you really practice, 2 minutes? But the thing is, we aren't made to hold our breath. We aren't meant to take in and not give out. We can't thrive if we only take in and don't give out. And so everywhere we look around us in nature, we see that give and take, that circle, that cycle. We see the trees taking in carbon dioxide and releasing out of themselves oxygen. We see plants taking in the rays of the sun and turning that into leaves and flowers. We see the clouds collecting the dust and the moisture, and then it releases and gives out rain. So we see that flow all around us. But like breathing, we must take in and we must give out. In fact, in order to get a breath of air, you have to exhale first. You have to breathe out first. Think about a baby when a baby is born. They spank that baby to get it to cry so there's an exhale so that an inhale can happen. And today, if you were having problems breathing and you went to a pulmonologist, one of the things that they would do is give you a breathing exercise, and you may have seen that, where you blow on this tube that pushes the thing up. You blow as long and as hard as you can as an exercise because you have to exhale, and then the inhale's automatic. You don't have to try to do it. That breathing out makes room for that life-giving oxygen that we need to come in. It's the same thing with that law of circulation. That law of circulation, giving and receiving, are just 2 points on that circle. There are 2 points on that flow of universal energy. So when we give, when we exhale, we make room for the new to come in. And so the caveat, though, is to the law of circulation. You cannot give in order to get. Because giving in order to get comes out of a belief back here that says there isn't enough. I don't have enough. So it doesn't work. You have to give just to give. You have to give as a way of giving way to the good of the universe, giving way to your spirit, giving way to love. And so when in turn you give just to give, when you give and you give from your gratitude of the good that you already have in your life, when you give from a sense of your own fullness, when you give from a sense of the fullness of life, or when you're giving way to that activity of good, that's how you place yourself in the flow. When you're giving from there, you automatically move into that flow of good that is moving throughout this entire universe. And when we don't, what happens is we are like a dam. You know that dam has a huge reservoir of water behind it. But like the dam, it isn't until the dam opens its gates, it's not until we open ourselves that that good can flow through us and that we actually have an experience of the good in our lives. We have the experience of that good flowing into and through our lives as our experience. We have an infinite reservoir of good behind us in that invisible realm. And as we share ourselves and our good and our spirit, we open that floodgate like in the dam. Then the good fills our lives. Then it flows out from us to bless the other people in our world. And so Ernest Holmes in the Science of Mind textbook says, "Spirit can give to us only what we can take." And here's the big part. "It imparts itself only as we partake of its nature." It imparts itself only as we partake of its nature. Reverend Edward Villune, who is one of my all-time favorite religious science ministers, says, "Giving is God's nature. And when I am giving, I am duplicating that nature in my activity. And when I'm not, it is as if I'm going against my own nature. And that's when it gets all blocked up and stagnant." it imparts itself as we partake of its nature. As we come from love, the love flows through us and continues to flow. As we give or anchor ourselves in peace, the peace that is the divine can flow into us. As we are like it, it continues to partake, to duplicate and impart itself within us. So when we partake of our own spiritual nature, when we are giving our love and our kindness and our care and our abundance and our financial good and our self and our spirit, then we become that conduit for good because we are reenacting the divine nature. That's why it feels so good when we love other people, when we share ourselves, when we give. It fills us back up because we put ourselves in the flow. We are here on this planet collectively to share ourselves, to share our gifts and our talents and what is uniquely ours, just like that boy in the video. We are here to share our gifts and our talents in a way that benefits other people and that benefits the whole, that benefits the planet and humankind. We are here to share ourselves in a way that blesses other people. Like yesterday, we did that walk for Alzheimer's. We have the sign behind me. We raised almost $7,000 and got to participate with 1,500 people in this walk. And it was so amazing and feels so good to participate in something like that. When we give from that consciousness of fullness of self and the fullness of life and gratitude for being here, gratitude for the gift of life, gratitude for the overflowing good, then we open ourselves to receiving even more. Then we increase our experience of prosperity in our lives. And so where are you called to give in your life? Where are you called to share your gifts and your talents? Where are you called to share the way the infinite shows up uniquely as you? Those things that come easy to you, those things that are natural to you, those things that you love to do, what calls your heart? What is important to you in this world? And so out of our Foundations workbook, one of the quotes says, "Our instincts for generosity, for service, and for giving are opportunities to catch a glimpse of our own life purpose." Our life purpose isn't about curing cancer or solving a huge problem in the world. It's about bringing ourself to life in a way that contributes. It goes on to say, by listening to our own heart, following our own instincts, and giving where we are inclined to love, we find our role on the planet expanding. When we give where we are inclined to love, we find our role on the planet expanding. Because that's part of the reason that we're here. That's one of the things that we're here to do as spiritual beings on this planet. Doing that is living with purpose. And so our giving of our love and our kindness and our service and our time and our treasure are all a part of our spiritual growth. They are all a part of our spiritual path. They are all a part of our life purpose. Our purpose for being in this world is to bring the infinite into this world in a way that contributes to the good, in a way that benefits other people and that benefits life. And so, I know you are all doing that in your own unique ways, and I thank you for that because I know that you are a blessing to this planet. And I have a question for you. If you knew right now that you had enough and that you had more than enough, What would you do that you're not doing now? If you knew that you had enough and more than enough money and time and creativity and skill, what would you give? And where would you give it? When you discover that, that's when you get to discover and feel and experience your own spirit. Because that's your spirit calling you on this path. When you do that, whatever that thing that just came to you, that's where you discover your connection with your own divinity. That's where you discover and feel your connection with the oneness of everything and everyone. And so my invitation to you is to discover where it is that your spirit wants to give and what it is that your spirit wants to share. To give when you give from the fullness of yourself, not from a place of lack or a place of what if or a place of fear, but to give from the fullness of yourself and the fullness of your heart, to give that way. Give knowing that in your giving, when you give from love or from joy or from an awareness of the good that fills your life, you are then giving with purpose and you are on purpose. And as a result, you'll be experiencing greater abundance in your life, a greater flow in your life. You'll be experiencing a richer and a fuller and a more meaningful and a more satisfying life and living your soul's call. And so I bless every single one of you on this path of awakening and of remembering and of sharing your spirit in such a beautiful way with this world. I thank you. I thank you. And so it is. And so I invite you to join me in a spiritual mind treatment, which is our form of affirmative prayer. And so, yes, indeed, how wonderful it is to recognize and to feel and to sense and to know that infinite presence that is right here filling this room. For I recognize and know that we walk in that infinite one at every single moment of our lives. For that one presence, that one power, that one principle of life and love and peace and good fills everything. That presence fills every corner of this universe and every corner of our beingness. That presence fills our minds and it fills our hearts and it fills our bodies and it expresses as the life that we are here living. I know that that infinite one expresses as our own unique talents and gifts and the things that we have come here to share with the world, for we are conduits of that one, incarnations of that presence, individualized expressions of that one, here shining our light. This little light of mine, I let it shine. Because we are giving way to the divine in doing that. And so I know that today and every day that each and every single one of us, we are led and we are guided on this perfect path of growth and this path of unfolding and this path of the most fulfilling life experience. And so I know that we are all already blessed, that all that God is already pouring itself out into our lives. All the peace that exists, all the good that exists, all the supply and the prosperity and the abundance and the love, all are pouring into our lives and through our lives. And we just lean into that and we are filled up. And so I also speak this word about every person on this planet, because not only is this the truth about us, but this is the truth about every person on this planet. There is enough and more than enough because we live in this infinite one. And so I know right now that it is unfolding in the life, in the beingness of every person, that we are all together in this oneness, and that we share and we care and we lift and we love as one human family. what a blessing it is to be a part of this. And I speak this word also about every single one of our world leaders right now, all of our politicians, all of our policymakers, that they too, right now in this moment, are being led by that infinite intelligence of the universe, that it is having its way through each and every single one of them, creating a planet that works for everyone, creating a collective sense of love and care and good for all. For this is the divine pattern. This is the divine design. And today we say yes to that. And we participate in that. And so I say thank you, God, for this good that is ever unfolding. And so I release this prayer with an absolute grateful heart, knowing that it is already done because we have said yes and because it has always existed and always been available, and our lining up with this truth creates an avenue for it to flow into this universe. Thank you, God, for this. And so it is. Amen.